everything here, everything there. Kids need to be picked up. The boss wants that report. Your husband needs dinner. You haven't had a chance to do the dishes. It's always something. Without good time management and setting goals, we will never be able to have an organized life that we can be proud of. Today, we will be talking about time management and how we can goal set to make sure we get all the necessities done in a timely manner. Let's talk about it.
You're listening to the Nonprofit News with Dr. Shanifa Early.
Time management training. It often begins as simple as setting your first goal. These goals can be recorded and broken down into individual action plans. You can do a simple task list or to-do list. You could go get the fancy, cute board and write them down so you can see them every day. Or you can turn them into a project that will be able to make you one of the most organized people in your office. We all have so much to do. There's deadlines, priorities, our children, husbands, wives, family responsibilities, job responsibilities, charitable organizations, that sorority we decided to join, or that fraternity we decided to be a member of. All of these things pull us in different ways. They pull us from one way to another, that in the end, we don't know if we coming or going. So making a task list or putting your activities in a calendar, no matter what kind, a planner or some way to organize the things that you have to do, will help you gain back those hours in a day where it seems like you have no time left. Now, we all know we all have that 24 hours in a day, and we always feel that we don't have time to do anything. But the truth is, we have so much time where we put on unprioritized type of activities that we focus on things that are not going to help us. We have routine and reoccurring tasks that give us less time to focus on our work and contributes to all of the lost time that we may have. So it is important that routine, reoccurring tasks have less focus on our free time so we can work them and can contribute to a better workflow. You know, those routine things, like we know that we have to make sure dinner is cooked. We know that we have to make sure that the dishes are washed afterwards. We know that we have to do laundry. So those reoccurring and routine tasks, they often give us less free time. We should organize ourselves according to how we can run a successful household, business, whatever. Perfect example. If you are a person who can't figure out what's going to be cooked for dinner after your kids get home from school, after you get home from work, plan out your meals. Plan out your meals. You know, 5 days a week, you got to go to work. So 5 days, figure out what you would like to cook, what your kids might like. Take those things out the night before so they can defrost in the refrigerator, or pre-prep some of them. If you know you love chili, and chili is always better the second day, make some chili on Monday for Friday or Wednesday. get it in the freezer so it doesn't spoil or anything, or go grocery shopping for the pack of chicken. You know you're going to cook at least chicken twice that week in different forms. You're going to bake some breasts this week. You're going to fry some wings the next week or however. Just an example of how we can organize our time to make it better for our daily life. We have to have a process that is going to support what our skill sets are. We're going to have to be motivated and diligent. We're going to have to do some crisis management, and we're going to have organizational tools in our toolbox that is going to cover us in the time of whatever need we may have, right? So we need to plan things and prioritize each day's activity to get the most productivity out of them, right? We can't plan for everything because you don't know that that big report is going to be due. You can't depend on the fact that your baby is not going to get sick. So some things you can't plan, but a lot of our day-to-day minutiae we can plan. So stop trying to figure out how to be Superman or Superwoman and figure out how you can allocate your time more wisely, right? Handle crises quickly and efficiently and effective so then you can get those things out of the way. Many times I call it compartmentalizing. If you have 5 appointments, don't think about what's going to happen on the 3rd appointment and you're only on the first one. Think about what's going to happen on your first appointment. Plan it out. Make sure you have everything for that. Then go to the one for the 2nd appointment. Do the same. First of all, you'll be organized because you planned it out and you've thought about it. And second of all, you'll gain back that time that you normally use by thinking about, this program will help me on this time. This program will help me on this time, whatever. Like, prioritize how you're going to make things work. Because we don't prioritize our time the way we need to, right? Organize your workflow. Organize your workspace so it works better for you for your use of time also. So, perfect example. If you know that, if you know your desk is so junky you can't find anything, organize your desk. Organize things in a row or in folders so you can find it. Perfect example. Y'all know I love examples, so I'm about to give you another example. When I do my podcast, I have a list of what I want to do my podcast on. I have the sheets for my notes that I'm going to use for my podcast. And then I pre-write out the list of things I'm going to say. So I already know what I'm going to say. I already know the general bullet points because I don't do verbatim. I don't read because I can't sit and be like, yeah, and prioritize to be more effective. Keep your time. No, you can't do that. No. What you do is you bullet point a lot of the things that you need to do. If you need to create some PowerPoints, create your PowerPoints. I don't use PowerPoints for my podcast, but I use bullet points. So I already know what I'm going to talk about for each podcast. The documents that I need to fill out, I have them sitting, waiting for me to fill them out as I go along. Then I spend one particular time. I fill out the first sheet. I fill out the second sheet. I put it aside for the first show. I do that for the 2nd show and the 3rd show and the 4th show because I try to stack my podcast and do at least 2 or 3 at a time and schedule them, right? If I do them that way, then I'm guaranteed 2-3 weeks of not having to podcast because I've already stacked some shows. I've already done the paperwork. And then you go back and you fill in what you need to fill in to make sure that your podcast is working. That's how I do mine. You don't have to do it, but that's what I'm saying you can do with your day-to-day work, right? Be diligent in what you're doing. If you're diligent in what you're doing, you can be more effective in getting out what you need done. So there is going to be problems, slip up situations. So don't beat yourself up because you couldn't get everything organized the way you want to, because that's not realistic a lot of times. But a lot of time can be gained back if we just take some time and organize, y'all. Let's stop saying I didn't have enough time for that. But you spent 3 hours watching a movie that's taped. I say this all the time. If it's taped, that means you can stop it, go do what you got to do, and come back and watch it. You haven't missed anything because the movie still is going to run when you go back to it. Or if you have to stop doing work in your office because you forgot the baseball game, then you know the best way to do that? Be present at the baseball game for your child or your partner or whatever. Be present and then go back to your work and get the work done. Or prioritize that you'll get this project done before the baseball game, this afterwards. So that means you are able to do everything that you need to do. Use routines and rituals so your life can be ran much smoother than what you think it can. So everything can't be black and white. Every job and people don't have specific jobs. Everybody doesn't work in an office. Everybody doesn't work in a factory. Everybody doesn't work in, you know, a garden or whatever. Like, everybody have different career paths. So whatever the career path that you have, make a routine based upon what you are doing. Don't try to make a routine off of what somebody else is doing, because your routine and their routine is two different things. They're two totally different genre of things. I can't do what my husband does because my husband works as a gas technician or a service tech. I run a nonprofit and I do podcasts and I do YouTube videos and I do all these things. So our life don't parallel, but I know I can get up in the morning, do all the things I need to do before I go to my office and be available for him before he goes to work. And then I go work my 8, he go works his 8. And we both have gotten the things that we needed done for the house done. And we come back when it's time to get off work. And so that's what I'm talking about. You got to set your time rituals appropriately so you can have a smoother life. If you're a person who have meetings, like if you are, no matter what you do, you're going to have meetings of some type. Even if you are the janitor or housekeeper for a hotel, you're going to have meetings to talk about the situation that's going on. If you're a sanitary worker, you're going to have meetings of some type. So plan meetings more appropriately and effectively, however that is. I'm not trying to tell you what that effective approach is. I'm telling you to do it more effectively, to plan them more effectively. If you know that you have a route that takes you 6 hours to do, don't plan a meeting in the middle of that 6-hour time frame. Plan the meeting beforehand or afterwards. That's what I'm talking about. Things that is going to make you much more of a person to get things done, right? Goal setting. Let's talk about some goal setting. When it comes to time management struggles, goal setting can be a critical way to be more effective. If you are a person who thinks that life just flies by and you never get anything done, it's because you probably have not set a goal. Most people don't know how to set a goal properly. They think it's like, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. And if I don't get those things done, just forget about it. But it's not like that. You set a goal that you want to do this for Monday, this for Tuesday, this for Wednesday. And don't put stuff in the middle unless it's important or you have to do it so you can get those things done. And if you don't get things done on Monday, move some stuff to another day. But don't crowd your day full of I'm going to do this Monday, this Tuesday, this Wednesday, this, because you never leave time for the oopsies. You never leave time for like life. So first, set some goals. Goal setting can be used in every single part of your life. Every part of your life, you can set goals. You can set professional goals. You can set physical goals. You can set financial goals. You can set spiritual goals. You can select, you know, you can like really set goals for anything. So you have to be clear on what you're going to set your goals and write them down and make them plain enough so that you can understand what you're supposed to do. And goal setting, it makes you feel like you have gotten things accomplished. And while you're goal setting, don't goal set or set goals that are so grandiose that nothing ever gets completed and you wear yourself out, because that is a real people. Some people blame everything that goes wrong in life on someone or something else. So if you set some goals, you can kind of see where, if it's you or if it's not you, because sometimes it is you and not the other person. You can have to take yourself out of the role of being the victim, and you got to take control and take your power back of your time. Successful people, they dedicate themselves towards living a responsible life, no matter what unforeseen circumstances, no matter what kind of uncontrollable events, they take charge of their own life. Stop living in the what had, what coulda, what a shoulda, and stop living in the I'm gonna, I will, and I need to zones. Live right now. Stop living in the past and the future. Start living in the right now, right? Setting meaningful long-term goals that is achievable can cause you to have a better life. You have to stay positive. You make some of those personal goals that is going to make you feel wonderful at the end of the day, and make them that so that they're possible for you to obtain. Stop trying to do all these things that you know you're never going to accomplish. I'm going to write that 200-page novel when you don't even like to read, right? Stop saying that I'm gonna clean out the garage this weekend when you got a report due, the kids need to go visit grandma, your husband has that baseball tournament, you know, like stop doing all those things and make it seem like you're not really taking the time for yourself. So you try to do things where, or set some goals where you can feel good about what you're doing and what you're trying to accomplish. Like if you decide that you want to go back to school, perfect example, you want to go back to school so that you can help people accomplish whatever they want to accomplish. Stop saying I'm going to get my bachelor's degree by the end of next year when you know it takes 3 years to get your bachelor's degree. Take one class at a time. I'm going to take a class this semester. Take one class this semester. Hey, I work where my summers are mostly free. I'm going to take two classes in the summer. And before you know it, you'll have that bachelor's degree, and it is not going to be the stressful situation that you think it might be. That is the type of thing that I'm talking about. Literally, I got my associate's degree and I got my bachelor's, master's, and my doctorate all in a 7-year period because I prioritized my education. Now, some people can't do that because they can't prioritize their education without taking away other things. I did that. I did not see my grandkids on a regular basis like I should have. Me and my husband didn't go on vacations like we normally did. I was too busy studying to take the time to do all of the life things. But my life prior to that, I dedicated to my grandkids, my kids, my family, my life. After that period, I have dedicated my life to my family, my grandkids, and everybody else. So it ended up being a win-win situation, and I put an expiration date on it. After Nana gets her degree, she's going to be available. You want to call and come over to Nana's house? Let's do that. That is the type of things that I did. And that is how I was able to make the situation work for me. I stayed positive. I made things personal to myself, and I made sure I created goals that were possible for me to accomplish. So I'm positively sure that I can do these things. And if things happened in life during that time, I had to add it in. I lost my favorite cousin during that time. I lost my father-in-law during that time. I lost a lot of friends. We went through COVID right after that time, that pandemic. We went like literally the things that stopped me didn't stop me. They got worked in to the process. And so that is what you have to do. You have to get this stuff worked into your process. Make sure that you do, you know, set you some SMART goals, some things that are measurable, that you can accomplish, that is really relevant to what you're doing, that is placed in a timely manner. And, you know, make them specific, right? Make a specific goal, accomplish that goal, and then move on to the next one. Try not to do everything all at one time, and you know you're never going to accomplish those goals. Plus, you have to make sure that you prioritize yourself. Don't just make goals that are going to get started and then you can't finish them. Why? Because everybody's time comes before you. You have to start taking the time and making sure that your goals get put at the top of the list. Time management is so important for us to not let it get away from us. It can't get away from us, because if it get away from us, then we will be the ones that will lose. No one else will, right? So you always have to think about your own time management goals. You have to make sure that you're productive. Have a vision of what you think you want those goals to be, okay? In the day-to-day, whatever your job requires, make sure those things are included. Try not to procrastinate in whatever you're doing. We often procrastinate because we don't want to do something. So if you hate, I don't know, vacuuming, I'm just using an example. If you hate vacuuming, do the vacuuming first. If you hate washing the dishes, do the dishes first. If you hate looking up or researching something, do the research for that first. And then you can add all the fun things that you like to do afterwards, when you've gotten the biggest jobs out of the way. And then sometimes you might have to put those small things in so you can have some wins under your belt. If you love to read, take an hour and read and then go do that 2-hour report that is due. But you have to take some time to make things that you want to do relevant in your life. You have to make the time to do those. Keep your time management manageable. Okay? All right. So thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here, and I will see y'all. And I know y'all be like, this is a podcast, you don't see us. But that's what I always say. I'm going to see y'all, because that means I'm going to be back next time. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you for joining Nonprofit News with Dr. Shaniva Early. If you know someone who would benefit from this episode, please like and share.